من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. As today is 10th of Muharram and many of us are fasting, so inshallah we'll keep it brief and short. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we are going to discuss today are Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. And these names are directly connected with every single one of us on every single moment of our life. Al-Muhyi means the one who gives the life. And Al-Mumit means the one who ends the life and gives the death. As this series has been going on since last few months, and we know that these sifati names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not the only attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of those which we can understand. These are mentioned in a hadith. These are those which we can understand. There are so many other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are beyond our imaginations. So we cannot count and understand all of those. The more a person understand the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more stronger connection he can develop with him. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab Damat Barakatum has mentioned this in one of his poetic work, which I find very hard to translate because poetry is something which is hardest to translate, the feeling of it. He mentioned, Neha pardon mein hai jalwon ki tabani nahi jati, wo hasti khud ko manwati to hai jani nahi jati. We can understand about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his signs, but still we cannot physically find him. But these attributes, the more we learn about them, the more stronger connection we can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the definition of Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit? So our scholars have mentioned the definition of these two names. Al-Muhyi huwa alladhi yuhyi an-nutfat al-maytata fa yukhriju minha an-nasmat al-hayyata wa yuhyi al-ajsam al-baliya bi'i'adati al-arwahi ilayha inda al-ba'ath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. Muhyi means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brings life to the lifeless sperm and extracts from it the living soul and revives the decayed bodies by returning the spirits to them at the day of resurrection. And Al-Mumit huwa alladhi yumitu al-ahya'a wa yuhinu bil-maut quwwat al-asihai al-aqwiya. The one who brings the death, who causes living beings to perish and renders the strong powerless through the death. In tafsir of Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he mentions the definition of Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. Usually these two names come together. Why? I'll explain later inshaAllah. He mentioned أي بيده الخلق وإليه يرجع الأمر. He's the one in whose hand is the creation and to whom all matters return. ولا يحيى أحد ولا يموت أحد إلا بمشيئته وقدره. No one lives or dies except by Allah's will and decree. ولا يزاد في عمر أحد ولا ينقص منه شيء إلا بقضائه وقدره. No one's life is extended or shortened except by Allah's judgment and decree. There's a concept which I want to discuss before further going into the detail of these names. This is called the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might have heard it multiple times. What is tajalli? So Hakimul Ummah Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi rahimahullah has explained beautifully the definition of tajalli, that whenever any attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected with the makhluk, with the creation, this is called tajalli of that attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if a person is sick and Allah is a shafi, he gives shifa, So when this attribute of Ashafi is connected with that marid, that patient, it will be called that due to the tajalli of that sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that patient got cured and he got shifa. This is called tajalli. Now after we understand the concept of tajalli, think deeper about al-muhyi and al-mumit. Everyone among us, every single human being, as Allah mentioned in Quran, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٍ مَذْكُورًا. Is there not a period of time when each human is nothing yet worth mentioning? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٍ مَذْكُورًا. He was not worth mentioning. This is our reality. So what happens that this tajalli of al-muhyi, the one who gives life, when it connects with the sperm and the egg of the parents, the process of the birth of the child starts. And as long as this tajalli remains, we are living. The moment and the second this tajalli will stop, we'll be called dead bodies. So we are totally dependent on every single second of our life, every single breath of our life, on the tajalli of the sifa of or attribute of al-muhyi. Totally dependent. The moment it will get disconnected, the tajalli of al-mumit will establish its connection and we'll be dead. A good way to understand these days is when you start your Apple CarPlay or Google Play in the car, and there are two people sitting in the car, both have Bluetooth on. So one connection, well, one phone is connected with the CarPlay at one time. Two connections do not usually happen at the same time. So once you disconnect the first one, then the second one gets connected. Same is the case here. Either al-muhyi is connected or al-mumit. The moment al-muhyi is connected, al-mumit is connected, al-muhyi is disconnected. And we go into the other part of the world called the grave. And then there's a hayat barzakhi, the barzakhi life, and then the hereafter. So again that muhyi is reconnected when we'll go into the day of Akhirah. So this shows the dependency of us humans on the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we think more about this, then we'll understand that when He owns our life, how can we disobey His orders? How can we disobey His orders? One of our teachers mentioned this beautifully, that the Greeks, they used to say, and they used to express the purpose of life, why do I exist? By saying that I am because I think. Greeks were famous about their philosophy. Then the modern world came and they started saying, we are because we have. What is the purpose of life? To have more things. Postmodernism, we are because we consume. I'm not even the owner, but I'm consuming things. We are because we consume. But what does a Muslim believe? I am because I'm in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do I exist? Because the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming upon me, so I'm living. This is the reason I'm existing. Take another example from our daily life. When we lease a car, what happens? We know that we do not own this car. I can use it for 3 years, 36,000 miles, 12,000 per annum. And if I exceed the limit, I have to pay for that. If there's any damage in the car, when I return it after 3 years, I have to pay for that. So because of this limited choice, and because of this limited ownership, because the real owner is the company, I'm just leasing it, I do not go at, or I don't want to go beyond the limit. The same is the case here. Allah is the owner of our life. The moment Al-Mumit will connect with us, the whole choice will end. And now whatever I have done in this life, whenever I went beyond the limit, I had to face the consequences. I have to face the consequences. We do not own our life. So we cannot use it the way we desire. We have to use it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to use it. So what are the learning points for us when we understand these two sifat? Well, number one, when life belongs to Allah, then our choices should also be aligned with the choices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, that when someone gets married and they're not having kids, for example, they should not be blamed. This is a very sad reality in many different parts of the Muslim world even today. If someone is not having a child, the woman, the wife is being blamed sometimes or most of the times. And they go into depression and whatnot. Hakim ul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah, once he was delivering a speech in the ladies, and he mentioned this thing that when someone is not having a child, he should not be depressed. Why? He explained it wonderfully. This is called, you know, how to think positively. He mentioned that when we have kids, this means that we are here for some other purpose. We are sabab for some other individual. But when I do not have any kid, this means my whole generation, starting from Adam alayhi salam up till me, the whole generation was run so that I can get life. So I can get life. This is my importance. The whole chain, my chain, if I do not have any kid, it's stopping at me. So all this generation, this chain, since Adam alayhi salam up till me, was continued so that I can exist. This is my importance. So understand your importance and do something before leaving this world. What a beautiful way to think positive. Hazrat Maulana Sharif Thani himself did not have kids. He had two wives, but he did not have kids. So he explained that how, for me, this is a blessing. Imagine if I had kids, I would not have written so many books. So Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. Allah gives life. This is not in the hand of the husband and the wife. One thing. Number three. That sometimes we say, okay, we want boy, why there's a girl? Even this happens today. It is like 3 or 4 years ago, I was in Pakistan, in Islamabad. I was coming out of the masjid after Juma. Someone, he said salam to me, he was a random person, and he said that I have a question. What is the law of abortion in Islam? Why are you asking? He said, my wife is OBGYN, and we were in Saudi Arabia before, and we shifted to Pakistan, and there are so many cases that the females, these women are coming and they are saying we want abortion. Why? Because the ultrasound is showing that it is a baby girl, not a boy. And there's a family pressure that we don't want any girl. So we want abortion. So is it allowed or not? It's qatl after, it's a murder after 4 months. If you are doing abortion just because of this gender issue, it's a murder. It's not allowed. He said, we understand that, but they're coming. They want this to happen. Why? Because we think we want to disturb, we want to take the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want boy. If Allah wants to give girl, why do you want boy? Allah is al-muhyi and al-mumid. You are not. We are not muhyi. He gives the life. He chooses the gender. But this is happening. It's not like it only happened in the time of Jahiliyyah before Islam came. This is called modern day Jahiliyyah. One of my first cousins, when she got married another family, and from her husband's side, there was two or three girls, and at the fourth time, when the ultrasound was showing that it is a girl again, there was an extreme pressure from the husband that we want abortion. So she fought for it. No, we cannot do this. This is killing. This is murder. And the wife was in depression. And we are doing it today in the modern society after getting the modern education as well. This is modern day Jahiliyyah. Why? Because we do not have the belief on the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Muhi and Al-Mumit. Another thing is that when we say Allah is Mumit, this means no one dies earlier. So many times it happens, someone is dying at age, for example, 35, 25. Oh, he was so young, he died so early. No, he died at his time. Allah decided this time for him. Well, who are we to say that he died earlier? This was his total limit. Yes, there are some asbabs connected to it. But sometimes when we say, oh, everything was fine, his all reports were correct, how he passed away, because Allah decided. So when we have more connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we understand the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in depth, we do not pass such comments. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatun Nisa'i Halil Jannah, leader of the women in Jannah, she passed away in her late 20s or early 30s. All of the daughters of Rasulullah passed away in very young age. No one crossed 32 or 33 years of age. Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala was 32, I guess. No one crossed that. Rasulullah never mentioned they passed away so early. Everyone comes with the expiry date. We don't know that date. Allah knows it. So we should not pass such comments. What should we say? Qadr Allahu ma sha. This was written in his destiny that he will live only for this much time. And this, the last point, that this al-muhi and al-mumit, we see this in the nature as well. Allah mentions in Quran to learn from the nature. The Quran gives those dalail, those arguments which are even easy to understand for the layman. You don't need to have a degree in philosophy or mantiq to understand these things. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari wal fulki allati tajri fil bahri bima yanfa'u an-nas wa ma anzala Allahu minas sama'i min ma'in fahya bihi al-arda ba'da mawtiha wabatha fiha min kulli dabbatin وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, and the great ships which sail through the sea with that which benefits people, and what Allah has sent down from the heavens of rain, giving life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness, and dispersing therein every kind of moving creature, and his directing of the winds and the clouds, controlled between the heavens and the earth, are signs for a people who use reason. So every fall season, when we see that these leaves are falling, which sifa is connected? Al-Mumit. Every season of spring, these leaves are coming back again. Which sifa is connecting? Al-Muhi, giving us this reminder that the same way these trees are getting life again, these leaves are getting life again, we will die one day and we'll be resurrected, we'll get another life. It's not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in every other street you see these trees. And every year we see these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should reflect upon those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to have the understanding of His sifat. As we see that our elders, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, he was Sayfullah, the man who is even today a synonym for fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid, fighting like Khalid is used as an example. Khalid bin Walid, Saif min Sayyufillah. He died on the bed. He died on the bed. If death comes by going into the battlefield, then why Khalid died on the bed? There's another event that happened with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, that in one of the battles from the opposition side, someone came with the bottle of poison. Why you have this bottle of poison? That if we lose, I will drink this, so that will be like a suicide. So he said, okay, do you think that this will kill you? No, if Allah wills, then it will kill you. He thought this is the way I can give dawah to them. So he said, okay, give me this bottle, I'll drink it and I'll not die. The person who brought this poison from the opposition side, he said, please don't drink it, because we have learned from those who make this poison that no one has ever expressed the taste of this poison, because they never lived after drinking it. He said, okay, this will not happen. He recited the same dua which was recited after Fajr today. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shayun fil ardi wala fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul alim. Allah is mumit. Without His order, I cannot die. So he drank the whole bottle and nothing happened to Khalid. And the other person, he accepted Islam. This does not mean that you should do the same thing. This was the tawakkul of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Yes, but when the COVID vaccine came and there were so many things going on in the market, is it safe or not? I decided the same dua and I said, okay, get this vaccine. This is the moment you can use these duas to get rid of the side effects of any medicine. Similarly, the duas of Rasulullah ﷺ, which we learn, which he used to recite before going to sleep and after waking up. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. These are reminders, daily reminders, that who is giving life and who is controlling the death. And the example of Musa Islam is very famous. Everyone knows that how Allah, the Pharaoh was planning to kill every single kid, and how Subhanallah, Musa alayhi salam was living in the same palace where Pharaoh was living. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we talk about Muhyi and Mumit, it's not only about the life and death of the physical body, it is also used for the spiritual body. So when this Muhyi is connected, the Sifa Muhyi is connected with the spirituality, then this means the person is accepting Iman, and he is getting tawfiq of doing righteous amal. When the sifa of mumit is connected, then this means that he's not getting hidayah like Abu Jahl. Even after listening to Quran and living in the same city where Rasulullah ﷺ was living, but still he was unable to get hidayah because the sifa of mumit was connected there with his spiritual heart. So ignorance is death, and righteous deed are like the life of the heart. So these sifas are also connected with this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way He wants us to understand. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna minal zalimin. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min kulli fitan ma dhahra minha wa ma batan. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.